This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are plus or minus 3 million ATMs out there in the global banking industry, a technology that, by the by, turns 50 years old today, 50. Back then, banks were open 9 to 3 maybe and closed on Sundays. If you wanted cash for a trip or some weekend shopping, maybe you had to get it ahead of time. And oh yeah, you had to interact with a human being while you were doing it. My, how times change, huh? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that story.
From the entrance of Chase's World Trade Center bank branch in Manhattan, you can't see the teller windows. They're tucked around a corner, sometimes covered up by a remote-controlled curtain. Instead, you're greeted by a row of ATMs. Weston Guy is the branch manager.
This is the branch of the future.
The ATM screens look like really big iPads standing upright on kiosks that are lit up in blue. And they let you do things a lot of other ATMs don't. Pay your credit card bill, get $5 bills, withdraw several $1,000s.
So this is just like using the teller. You don't have to use a teller anymore. You could just use this to do everything.
The first ATM wasn't quite so sophisticated. On June 27th, 1967, in a suburb of London, Barclays Bank installed a machine that allowed customers to withdraw cash using paper vouchers. The British press called it the robot cashier. Soon, other banks in the UK and Sweden came out with their own machines. A lot of bank tellers despised them. Tom Harper, the founder of the ATM Industry Association, says Barclays' early machines were often sabotaged.
They found out that the tellers were sneaking outside and pouring honey on the keyboard so that it was unusable, so people would come in and find a use for the tellers. So that there was just a great fear of automation.
Those tellers didn't have much to worry about. The machines were not user-friendly. Bernardo Batiste Lasso teaches business history at Bangor University in Wales.
They were very fragile. So if one component didn't work, the whole machine shut down.
It took a while for the technology to mature. Once it did, ATMs started springing up everywhere. In 1980, there were about 54,000 of them globally. By 2000, there were more than a million.
It's like a bank that never closes. It makes your life a little easier.
Barbara Kahn, who teaches marketing at the Wharton School, says self-service wasn't a new concept. Gas stations had self-service pumps, and for decades there had been these cafes called automats.
You could put coins in a little machine and out would pop your sandwich.
Were the sandwiches any good?
No, they're terrible.
ATMs went a step further. They upended a central relationship in people's lives, the one they had with their banks. Kahn says banking had always been personal. You knew your tellers and your branch manager.
And banks used to encourage that. They used to give you toasters and have all sorts of fun things for you to do in the bank if you would open new accounts. It was a social activity.
ATMs changed that dynamic, and they laid the groundwork for banking away from the bank, on the phone, online, and ultimately on your smartphone. So what happened to the bank tellers? Between 1970 and 2010, banks were building a lot of new branches, and the total number of tellers in the U.S. doubled. But there were fewer people working at every branch. And now, because of mobile banking and new ATMs, more than 100,000 teller jobs have been lost in the past decade, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Lewis Hyman, who teaches financial history at Cornell, says it's a familiar story.
Automation will replace, and has replaced historically, any kind of routine job.
Hyman says the idea, in the long run, is that machines will free humans from repetitive work like cashing checks and counting bills. As for the robot cashiers, they're still changing. Banks are testing next-generation ATMs that you can operate with your fingerprint, your mobile phone, and even a scan of your eyeball. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.